Bank of Russia proposes Bitcoin, Ethereum, USDT trading on regulated exchanges. The Bank of Russia has proposed allowing Bitcoin, Ethereum, and USDT to trade on regulated exchanges, according to an August 12, 2026 report circulated by CoinMarketCap. The proposal follows the crypto law Russia recently passed and marks a reversal for a central bank that spent years arguing retail crypto trading should be banned outright. For a regulator that once floated criminal penalties for ordinary crypto use, putting the three largest tokens by usage onto sanctioned trading venues is a notable shift in posture rather than a small technical tweak. From prohibition to a permitted list, the central bank's earlier stance treated crypto as a threat to monetary sovereignty and financial stability. Trading was pushed to the margins, and officials repeatedly warned that retail speculation carried outsized risk. The new proposal does not abandon that caution. It channels it. By naming Bitcoin, Ethereum, and USDT specifically, the Bank of Russia is drawing a boundary around which assets qualify and leaving everything else outside the gate. That selectivity matters. USDT sits on the list alongside the two largest proof assets, which tells you the regulator is thinking about settlement and dollar-denominated stability, not just speculative trading. A dollar stablecoin is the asset Russian businesses and individuals reach for when they want to hold value or move money across borders without touching the traditional banking rails that sanctions have complicated. The sanctions backdrop Russia's crypto policy cannot be read in isolation from sanctions. Cut off from large parts of the Western financial system, the country has spent the past several years testing crypto and stablecoins as settlement tools for cross-border trade. A regulated on-ramp for Bitcoin, Ethereum, and USDT gives the state visibility into flows it previously could not see, while still allowing the asset class to function. There is tension in that goal. The U.S. Treasury has been sanctioning crypto exchanges tied to sanctioned entities, and any Russian venue offering USDT trading will draw scrutiny over how it screens counterparties. A regulated framework at home does not resolve the international pressure that follows Russian crypto infrastructure abroad. Licensed access comes with a trade-off. Access through licensed exchanges is not the same as open retail trading. A permitted list model usually comes with identity checks, position limits, and reporting requirements that route activity through entities the state can monitor. For Russian residents, that means a legal path to buy and hold major tokens, paired with the trade-off that the transactions are visible to authorities. The hardware side of this story already moved. Cold wallet sales in Russia jumped 107% ahead of the crypto law, a signal that many users want to hold their own keys rather than leave balances on any regulated venue. Self-custody and exchange access answer different needs. A regulated exchange gives you a legal place to convert rubles into crypto. A self-custody setup keeps the asset out of a custodian that could freeze or report it. For anyone weighing where to keep funds, counterparty risk is the deciding factor. Balances on a custodial venue, regulated or not, can be frozen if the operator faces insolvency or a sanctions action. That risk does not disappear because a central bank blessed the venue. A broader regulatory pattern. Russia is not moving in a vacuum. Regulators across several markets are shifting from blanket restriction toward supervised access. Brazil added a 24-hour delay to large crypto transfers, and Japan's FSA asked exchanges to slow withdrawals to fight scams. The common thread is control rather than prohibition. Governments have concluded that supervised crypto is more useful than a ban that pushes activity fully underground. The proposal is still a proposal. It has not been enacted, and the details that will decide its real impact, such as which exchanges qualify, what limits apply, and how USDT counterparties get screened, are not yet public. As of August 12, 2026, the broader market is quiet on the news. Bitcoin trades near $63,778, down 0.3% on the day, and Ethereum sits around $1,984 per coin market cap. The fear and greed index reads 38 in fear territory. Regulatory signals from Moscow rarely move global prices, but they do reshape how a large sanctioned economy interacts with digital assets.